is about the bank. Now, this is John Bernard Diamond?
Yeah.
Helped found the bank,
yeah.
Right? Okay. And so in addition to the farm and the mill, he was into the banking.
He attended local schools and was graduated from Rock Hill College in Ellicott City. I never heard of him.
John Bernard Duncan.
And he was an active farmer and businessman. His property consisted of Bellevue, previously mentioned Zohar, now the site of Watkins Johnson on Queens Orchard Road, Cedar Curl, present site of Weinchel Engineering Company, and Braceland, now part of IBM. He was one of the founders of the First National Bank of Gaithersburg and served as its vice president until 1900. At that time, he became president, which position he held until his death in 1926. One of his major business enterprises was the Gaithersburg Milling and Manufacturing Company.
When did they name Diamond Avenue? It was after him, I guess.
It was after him, but I don't know when it was named.
Yeah. Yeah.
After the mill burned in 1910, he operated the Summit Milling Company. He was also an investor in a corporation which owned the Summit Hotel. The property was later donated to the Catholic Church in St. Martin's. It was built there. He gave his interest in that the property to the church.
Huh. Did the entire property was given to
It was
Martin?
A Summit Hotel out there.
Yeah.
Which Charlie Saffel accommodated everybody but burning down. It used to house a school. And Mr. Diamond and Mr. Fulks, Mr. somebody owned that property.
Huh.
So a bunch of these ladies very anxious to establish a church in Gaithersburg, and they went calling on them. I think that's probably written up somewhere where they're about the churches.
So
Mr. Diamond said he would give them his share of the property. Now, I never knew whether the other man gave his too or whether he just sold it to him.
I see.
But
so
Mr. Diamond gave his.
So that was Diamond property that St. Martin's and St. Martin's School.
He owned it.
Huh. The school I had to suffer through.
The of Gaithersburg proper began to increase around the beginning of World War I. They attended Sunday Mass at St. Rose or St. Mary's in Rockville. Mass was celebrated on occasion in the Thomas Floyd home in Gaithersburg. It stood where the telephone building now stands. In 1914, seven ladies, Mrs. Schwartz, Mary Snyder, and her daughter, Mrs. Mulligan, her daughter, Rose Crown, Mrs. Teresa Selwood, called on Mr. Fulks. He gave half the land and Mr. Diamond the rest.
Hmm. That's really interesting. Boy, I didn't know about that.
Well, they were very anxious to establish a church in Gaithersburg.
What was the, this is a slightly different subject. Gaithersburg was a small town, and so you had a growing commercial part of town and people who lived in town, but then you seemed to have a lot of fairly wealthy farmers.
Well, I tell you, when they brought the railroad through here, and Gaithersburg was considered the heart of Montgomery County,
mm-hmm.
It opened up the opportunity for people to get their goods to market and their equipment and stuff they needed, so it became a very important element to the town.
Uh-huh.
And
so businesses began to crop up then.
So business and so forth. Now, in 1920, some surplus army buildings were acquired, and mass was offered for the first time in the little wooden chapel. It was the most horrible thing to call a church you can possibly imagine. They got these two little wooden barracks from Fort Meade or someplace, put them together like this, and that was the church.
That was the first St. Martin's.
That was the church.
Yeah.
There was no more sense of religious business, and people had to sit out in the cars while Father Finney heard confessions. And he would not start the Mass till he'd heard the last confession. And they'd sit out there, they never knew when they were going to start the Mass.
Was he a...
In 1957, a beautiful church was dedicated.
Huh.
Carnival Boyle. But the little wooden chapel in 1942, this was abandoned. From the father. Father.
Meyer?
No, forefather Meyer.
Hurley?
Can't think of his name, but a very nice priest was here after Father Finnegan left.
Huh.
And he couldn't stand that little wooden barracks. So he had them taken down, and he converted what was the hall, the auditorium out there in that brick building, into the church.
That was in the school building.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. He made the basement into the church.
He took that, the lower floor was an auditorium-like thing, and he made that the church and tore down those old brick buildings.
Have you heard, is it true they're going to tear the school down?
Yes.
Tell me about that. Why are they going to tear it down?
Well, because it's going to cost so much to renovate it, it isn't worth it. Father Dino says that it's going to be too close to the road.
They're going
to
rebuild?
When the road is finished, it'll be right on the road. So they're going to build at the back.
Yeah.
And take down the present building.
That's too bad. I'll tell Larry.
And it makes sense.
Yeah. Where did people go for little kind of picnics and little vacations, a day trip around here? I know Seneca was pretty big at that point, right? Did people go up to the river?
You mean for a day's outing?
Yeah, for a day's outing.
Maybe they did it one time. I don't know if anybody goes up there now.
No. But was that popular for you all?
No.
No?
Before my time.
Did you all get it? Huh. Where did they take their trips? Did they go over to the ocean?
I don't know where they had any trips.
Yeah.
When the sisters were running the school, they used to go on retreats in the summertime or something.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we haven't got any nuns out here now at all.
Right.
This is William French. It is December 5th, 1988. I am in Chicago, Illinois. I had been looking forward a lot to asking Carol more questions at Christmas this year. A few hours ago, my brother Lawrence called to say that Carol Diamond passed away at approximately 6 p.m. This winter is going to be a whole lot bleaker than expected. Among her gifts, Carol served to connect us to a world that's passing away. Bellevue and Zohar are gone. I, for one, will greatly miss sitting out on her porch on summer evenings, listening to the locusts, and catching up on the latest family doings. Goodbye, Carol. We're all going to miss you a bunch.